The Hell on Hooves Rodeo tomorrow night. The Laurel Farm and Western Supply Hell on Hooves Rough Stock Rodeo in the heated Washington Tractor Arena at the Northwest Washington Fairgrounds. And Wayne White, your show organizer and radio rodeo legend. I guess you could say radio and rodeo legend.
Yes, he is. You hear him on the radio here all the time. All right, Wayne, here comes some questions from some listeners, and we'll pick one of these emails out later on in the show and award that person some tickets, okay? So here we go. This is from Rosalinda. Hey, Wayne, when did you start riding and where did you start riding?
Well, I joined the ranks of professional rodeo when I was about 18, as soon as I turned 18. And I rode professionally for the next 12 years after that. But I started when I was about 13. There was a rodeo company back then called Christensen Brothers Rodeo Company, and it had a lot of young bulls. And so I would go and get on them young bulls and take a frappin'. And that was basically what it called. So I started pretty early, like a lot of these guys do today.
But you can't do this into your 30s and 40s, right?
I mean, yeah, there's only so many years. You can do it into your 30s, but after that, it's pretty rough on you.
Your body's abused.
Jeremy wants to know about one of those frappins. He says, what was your worst injury?
I got stepped on, and it broke some ribs, punctured my liver, had contusions on my kidney, and they stuck a tube in me. And the bad part of it was thinking I was tough. I told the guys that were going to go to the rodeo. In fact, Steve was one of them.
Our friend Steve.
I said, no, you guys go to the dance. Just take me back to the motel, and I'll be a lot better in the morning. And I was hurting pretty bad. And I went to get out of the rig and passed out. And so they took me to the hospital and put me in the hospital. And when I woke up the next morning, that doctor told me, he said, you want to be mighty thankful you didn't go back to the room. He said, you'd have laid in that bed, you'd have never got out of it. He said, you'd have bled to death internally. So I was in the hospital for 3 weeks.
But you made the next show. As soon as you could.
No, I missed 3 or 4 of them. It took me about 6 weeks to get back.
Yeah, but Wayne did this back before Kevlar and before helmets, right?
Before helmets.
Oh my gosh. All right, Adam.
See, we just had a kid get killed 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw that.
Both Denver. Both hind feet come down on him. And Mike Sparks, who's here this weekend, was the next cowboy to go, and he said, I was sitting right there. He said, warming up my rope. He said, and I just turned and looked over the buck and chute. He said, both of them feet come down on him. He said, even with that vest on, he said, it wasn't going to make any difference. Well, that pounds per square inch on them hind feet coming down on your chest when you only weigh about 155, 160 pounds, it's a death sentence.
You got, jeez. All right.
Yoga in the movies?
Yes, on a lighter note, Adam, has Wayne ever done yoga?
Not intentionally. I've had my feet up over my head, but
That's an image I don't want, Wayne.
It's not an easy thing to do.
We're not going to see that tomorrow night, are we?
Is that why we're showing up early?
Yeah.
All right, and last one, movies that make Wayne cry. What do you got?
Old Yeller.
Did you ever see Old Yeller?
Of course.
I have an Old Yeller at home.
And now they've even got it in color, but I'm telling you something, that was my favorite movie of all times is Lonesome Dove, but I'm telling you something, Old Yeller still to this day.
Old Yeller will do it.
Get a lump in your throat.
All right, Wayne.
Rodeo is taking over the world. Mexico, Brazil, Australia, Canada, the U.S. It's hugely popular, and it's in our own backyard this weekend.
Tomorrow night, come see this deal now. It starts at 7 o'clock, and it has sold out the last couple of years, so I assume you can get your tickets now, so get them now.
Yep, you can get them now. You can get them at Laurel Farm and Western Supply. They're on the Laurel Road, just across there, a little ways down from Meridian High. Can't miss it.
So do that, and then get in there. It is a heated arena, so no, you don't have to worry about the snow falling on you tomorrow night. But it's going to be a great show. If you've not seen this, and it's fun. It's family friendly. There's the music, the whole thing,
the Buckle Bunnies, the beer.
Yeah, if you've not seen it.
What kind of music do you hear there?
Classic rock.
Yeah, our stuff, man.
That's exactly right. And the whole reason, because it's a pump-up deal. You know, we like that. you know, when you get those the good old rock and roll type stuff, you know, that's
AC/DC
really good.
Music and all there that is pumping in. It's great stuff. Yep. Wayne, you do a wonderful job with this. It's going to be another great show tomorrow night. We'll pick one of those emails in a few minutes and hook up a listener with some tickets. But go see it tomorrow night. Brad and I will be there with Wayne White. You won't want to miss it. Hell on Hooves, 7 o'clock in Linden.